What's up, guys? Today's podcast is brought to you by Audiophile Inc. At Audiophile Inc., you're going to be able to get the garments that you like. T-shirts? Check. Hooded sweatshirts? Check. Tank tops? Got them. Underpants? Nailed it. Whatever. Get whatever you want, screen printed with the designs you want on the brands you want. It's all about what you want. It's not about me. It's about the consumer. And here's the deal. If you're a consumer and you've got an idea that you just absolutely have to put on a t-shirt or somewhere else, you got to go to audiophileinc.com. Tell them Sean sent you. You're going to get the best price in town no matter what town you live in, because Audiophile Inc., while located in Louisville, Kentucky, we'll ship to all 50 states. You got it, guys. Bazinga, they're going to ship to all 50 states. So go to audiophileinc.com. Place your order right now. AudiophileInc.com. Audiophileinc.com. Also got a brand new website that they're working on, guys. So be patient. Hit them up. There's a phone number right there. So if you can't get in on the website, just hit them up on the phone number you want to ask for Shane. Anyway, guys, thank you so much to Joe Brock also for booping these dials. You really are the glue that holds this podcast together, the glue that holds the microphone into my hand. I forgot to mention your name last week, and I felt like a total bozo. So Joe, bro, I'm no longer a bozo. Shout out to you, dude. Guys, if you like what you hear, please like, share, and subscribe. 5-star Meow Meow Beans rating. That's all I'm asking for. It was my birthday on Cinco de Mayo. So what a great birthday present. Just a nice 5-star review. And maybe something that says like, hey, good podcast or whatever. Cool. One word review will do just fine, guys. So thank you very much. Like, share, subscribe. I'm on YouTube, Facebook. Yeah, YouTube now. So subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube if you like listening to your podcast there. Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Get at me, SeanVersusWild@gmail.com. Whatever. But that's going to be enough for me, because you're already going to hear a lot from me in the next few minutes. So strap in, put your tape decks on record, throw on your Discman headphones, fire up your Rio MP3 player, and let's get wild. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sean versus Wild podcast. I'm your host, but you probably heard this in the intro. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm also your guest. I'm going to be your guest. I'll be your guest. I'm the man. I'm the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for putting up with me singing a little Disney right off the top, right off the bat here. Going to hit you with some Disney. Guys, it's been a big week for me because Friday was Cinco de Mayo. Who doesn't love Cinco de Mayo? Who doesn't love, getting a discounted margarita? But on 5/5, I turned 31 years old. So happy birthday to me, I guess. It's kind of a big day for me, turning 31. So I decided to celebrate by doing a podcast that was strictly me as a guest. Me talking to me about me. That sounds really like selfish and self-centered, right? Oh, well. It's my birthday. I'll do what I want, guys. But the reason why I wanted to do this episode, well, for one, having a podcast that was just me was actually the idea for the very first episode of the Sean versus Wild podcast. I've probably attempted to do this podcast, a conversation that was just me, you know, talking into a microphone. I probably attempted to do it about 1,000 times. No joke. There's probably 1,000 entries into my old Tascam DR40 of me starting off. And I probably took like 15 takes before I got this one. So hopefully this is the last one. But man, you just get nervous. You just get kind of psyched out. But I knew that I had to do it this time. I knew that I had to do it here for my birthday, even if I had some mistakes earlier on here in the day. I'm learning all the time. But I know that now, today, I know that I'm in a position where I'm comfortable. And I can do this. I can do this, you know. It may be a little rocky, but, you know, that's life. That's life for you. But yeah, I know that here I am 19 episodes into the Sean versus Wild podcast. I think I finally feel comfortable enough to express myself accurately, hopefully, and in a somewhat intelligent manner for you guys to enjoy it. So yeah, here goes. here goes nothing, guys. Jeez. Yeah. But anyway, it's my 31st birthday, and the reason why I wanted to kind of do this podcast is because it was last year on my 30th birthday that I decided that I wanted to pursue podcasting. I had just done a podcast to just kind of give you some history and some backstory here. Let me take you back 1 year into the past. So I'm about to turn 30 years old. And everything I own resides in a single bedroom in a friend of mine's house that I'm renting. I'm just kind of all, and I'm not sure where I'm going to go with my life, you know? I'm just kind of all confused. I'm turning 30, man. Like, who wants to turn 30? If you've already turned 30, you know, it's not a big deal. But at 29, it kind of is a big deal. I think 30 is a lot of times where people kind of set a goal. Or kind of people have in mind, like, you know, at 30 years old, this is when I'll have my life together. This is when I'll have the family. This is when I'll have the kids, the wife, the husband, the cars, the, you know, I'll have some sort of social status. I'll be mature. I'll have some sort of maturity status. I will tell you, for me, not really, not really at all. Just kind of the same old goofy kid, but now 30 years old. Anyway, so at that time, I was playing drums in Uh-Huh Baby Yeah, and we had had some success years previously, like, you know, doing Warped Tour and in 2013 and 14 and meeting people and using those contacts and playing some big shows and getting tours and things like that. But over, you know, the course of, I would say, the year before that, like, things just really started slowing down. We had a lot of kind of paperwork and back and forth with the record label that we were on, trying to release some recordings that, you know, by that time were already a couple years old, and we had still tried to get this released. And I mean, not that there was, I don't want to speak ill of like the band or the label or anything like that. I mean, just that's how life is. That's just how things go. Sometimes it doesn't work. Life doesn't work according to your timeline, believe it or not. So, but I will say that it just slowed our momentum down almost to a standstill. And by the time that the album eventually came out, you know, it didn't really do anything at all. As opposed to like previous albums where we were able to sell 10,000 plus copies or whatever, which isn't a lot in the grand scheme of selling albums, I guess, but it's a lot for some kids that don't really have a lot of education coming out of a small town in Indiana or, you know, just trying to make our way out there grinding, you know. Anyway, but the momentum had stopped by that point or slowed down dramatically. We did do a successful tour with Assuming We Survive, and that was great. That was a highlight. And Reckless Serenade. God, I love those guys. They're in a new band called Moonwalker. Some of those dudes are in a new band called Moonwalker. I'm going to have to get them on the show. I'm going to have to get you guys on the show. Mark, the Shark, you heard me. But anyway, so we just got off that tour. After that, like, momentum was slow, and I knew that there was something that I had to do, something else that I had to do, or not something else, but more like I had to have a backup plan or a second plan or a second option. In case the stress of standing still was too much for us to bear. So a couple months before my birthday, I did a podcast, and I can't remember if the band was asked to do the podcast or if just I was asked to do the podcast, but in a nutshell, I was the only one that did this podcast. The way things just kind of work out. And like I said, life just kind of works out, not according to your timeline. But I did the Never Nervous podcast, and you probably heard me talk about Never Nervous on the show, part of their network. Great website. If you haven't checked it out, never-nervous.com, especially if you're in Louisville, man. It's got It's got all the, what I like to call the local haps. So you can check out the local haps, stuff that's going on in Louisville. But yeah, great dudes. But they have a podcast, which you probably know about. But in case you don't, they have a podcast. And I was asked to be on it. And really, that was the first time I had ever done like a one-on-one interview. There have been plenty of interviews where I was able to speak. And a lot of times I speak a lot. I'm pretty long-winded. And if you listen to the podcast, you probably know that. I just love talking to people. But this was the first time I was able to do that as not giving the second or third comment. This was me being able to just really show myself. And it was just me. The spotlight was on me, you know. It was a small podcast stage, and the spotlight was on me. And honestly, I'll take it because as a drummer, a lot of times, and drummers out there, you know, I just had a conversation with Emily Prather. It's just like from Floods, and she was just saying, you know, with drummers, you know, a lot of times you're not the one that that does the interview, and a lot of times you're just behind the drum kit, and the drum kit's at the, you know, at the back of the stage, and you're, you know, behind three or four other people. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, everybody loves, you know, any drummer will tell you that they love to play. And some of them, even I feel like I like the privacy to a certain extent, but you know, everybody wants to be, out there in the spotlight sometimes and, really get to show, their, you know, just kind of show like their personality and show like who they are. And long story short, Never Nervous was doing that podcast was really just what I needed. I got to go in and talk with them and really just shoot the shit with them. It wasn't a lot about the music. It wasn't a lot about the band. It was about movies. It was about pop culture. It was about, you know, things that I liked as a kid and toys and just having just a genuine conversation about things that I was interested in. And then, you know, of course we did talk about band things. But you know, I just love that. And I love that format. It just reminded me a lot of like talk shows or late night or something like that. Or, you know, watching the Howard Stern show back in the day on E. It's probably too young to watch it, to be honest with you. Or Love Line. It's probably definitely too young to watch that. But yeah, it kind of reminded me of that where, you know, you can have guests on there to discuss anything. And I think that's kind of the special thing. And that's what I like to incorporate into my show is, yeah, I want people to get their information in. I want people to, you know, discuss the projects that they're doing, discuss what they have coming up. So that way the listeners know about it. But I really like giving the listeners just like an inside view of you know, the guests on the show, things that they like outside of music or their personality. Let it shine, you know, let it shine out on the show. So I do definitely enjoy that. And that's what I got from Never Nervous. And when I listened back to the podcast, the Never Nervous podcast that I did, I just knew that there was something there. There was an ease in the conversation. A lot of times when you give an interview or you give, when you get an interview and you give an interview, sometimes you might be met with some restraint on one side or another. This just flowed naturally, man, like water. Be like water, my friend. Bruce Lee said that, guys. Not me. Bruce Lee said it. But yeah, it was very natural flow. And when I listened back, I knew that it was magic. I knew I had something there. And I loved it. And I had never really been familiar with the medium of podcasting before that, to be honest with you. I mean, I knew podcasting was like, you know, internet radio, something like that, or an internet talk show. But I didn't know where to find podcasts. I didn't know what other podcasts were out there. And that really, I don't know, kind of whet my appetite for consuming these podcasts. And after that, I mean, I just dove in head first, loved listening to it. So that kind of brings me, you know, a couple months later, here I am turning 30, kind of got some stuff going on. I'm not sure what the band's going to do. And I have this dream that I want to have a podcast. I want to showcase myself and I want to showcase, of course, the main point is to showcase the guests, showcase people that are out there doing the grind, on the grind, on the hustle, trying to make something of themselves, you know? I like to talk to people that are famous. I like to talk to people that are almost famous. You know, people that are getting there, working hard. And I knew that was what the theme was going to be. And Sean versus Wild was a hashtag that I've been using on tour for years and years and years. And what I kind of like about, if you ever watch Hot Ones, where the guy eats the hot wings and stuff, that guy's name is Sean. And he recently just launched a YouTube channel called Sean in the Wild. And boy, when I saw that, I was like, oh boy, yeah, that's a bummer. But Sean versus Wild, damn it, is still a thing. Anyway, I digress. So back to the matters at hand. I'm 30 years old, turning 30, and I decide I'm going to do this. I have this dream to do this podcast, and so I make the first step. So lesson one in life, have a goal. Lesson two in life, take the first step. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And that single step for me was investing some of my tax money, some of my birthday money, whatever money that I could manage to save on top of that, and invest it in some elementary podcast equipment. And that's exactly what I did. I was like, if I buy it, I have, you know, I save up for it. That investment, I've earned it. I'm going to work hard to get it. And as soon as I get it, I'm going to just be able to really appreciate it. And I have no excuse not to do a podcast now. I have to do it now. And boy, dude, I got it from Amazon. And I remember it was like a snowy day and it all came. And I was super excited. And I opened it up and I got my Tascam DR40, which is basically just a portable recorder. And the idea was I got to get these interviews. If I'm on tour, if I'm on vacation, if I'm out somewhere, I'm going to get the interview anytime, any place. So I bought the Tascam DR40 recorder. You can plug some mics into that. So I got a couple basic Audio-Technica mics. They cost me about, I think they cost like $45-$50 a piece at that time. They've since kind of gone up. I can't think of the name of them off the top of my head, but they're like a dynamic mic, which is, and they're both USB and XLR. And they have like a headphone input right there on it. So that's kind of nice because if you plug into like your computer and stuff, you don't have to worry too much about lag because you can just put the headphones directly into the mic. Anyway, whatever. I bought a couple of those and then I bought a simple Yamaha mixer, which honestly I didn't really use all that much. I still don't use all that much. I do record my phone interviews through that mixer, but it's nice to have, definitely. So I got those things and didn't have any idea how to use it. Just had a dream. The dream was I'm going to make a podcast. And just like many dreams, like I said, life doesn't work on our timeline. I was super stoked about it and stoked on it for, I don't know, a few weeks. And I tested out, especially the DR40. It was like a handheld thing. It is a handheld thing, and you can talk directly into it. It has some what are called X and Y mics on the top. But anyway, you know, I was just messing around with it. But eventually, you know, you put it down. I never really wanted to talk into it too much, especially when, you know, anybody else was in the house or whatever, because I was just embarrassed, kind of. I don't know. I needed to get over my stage fright, or I needed to get over my, I don't know, whatever I had going on inside. But eventually I just put it down, put it in the closet, and it sat in the closet from probably, I don't know, for 4 or 5 months, honestly. And it was just kind of out of, I don't know, like I said, out of fear, out of, self-consciousness that, you know, what you're doing wasn't good enough, or you're not ready yet. And like I said, even doing a podcast just by myself here, I probably had started the process 1,000 times, get a few seconds in, you know, 5, 10 seconds, 30 seconds, maybe you'll get a couple minutes in, but eventually you stop and you race it and you're like, I'll try it again later. But those days just kind of pile up and there you go. 5 months later, your gear is still in the closet and not a podcast did you record. But yeah, so that's kind of how that went. For months, but I decided, in that time, I will say this, it was kind of valuable to not go ahead and jump in because I did spend that time researching podcasts. So I was already listening to them at that point, but this was listening to them from a totally different standpoint, viewpoint. This was listening to them as research. So I would listen to how people talk. I listen to how people interview their guests, what the quality of their podcast was, what I liked about that, about their podcast, what I didn't like about it. You know, for me, like if a podcast is really difficult to hear, if it's like really like low quality, like if it's done over like, I don't know, sometimes you can do it over like a broadband connection, or sometimes these Skype calls can be very quiet. If it's difficult to listen to, or it's very uneven to listen to, I find that to be kind of I will tune out at that point, you know? So if I do hear a brand new podcast, if it is of that quality, I typically don't take a chance on it. So I knew like I had to be ready to out of the gate, hit the ground running and make sure the podcast sounded decent, you know, somewhat professional quality. Hopefully that I have achieved it. I get quite a bit of positive feedback on how the podcast sounds. And while I wish that I could take all the credit for it, I really can't, because Joe Brock has helped me since podcast number one, putting the pieces together, helping with editing, helping with sound. He's taught me a lot too. So, you know, I know that there will be one day when I will be able to successfully do this, but I mean, he literally taught me from the ground up, you know, the ins and outs of sound, everything I know about sound or recording, which is very little, but he taught me all of it. And dude's super sharp. But anyway, so I got to thank Joe. Thank you for that. Thank you for booping those dials, Joe. I know I thank you every week, but I can't stop singing your praises, man. You've really helped make this dream come true for me. You're my partner in crime on this one. But anyway, back to the story there. I knew that I wanted to make sure that I was hit the ground running, had a professional sounding podcast. I knew that I wanted to have a kind of a talk show feel, like I said, late night, Howard Stern, that type of thing. And I want people to be able to talk about, you know, what it is that they're doing, but hit that personal side. You know, if you want to hear an interview, you can hear an interview anywhere. But a podcast, that's the beauty of it, is you can go off on a tangent and you can just say whatever you feel. To a certain extent, but you can be more honest, be more open, and be free to elaborate more, I feel too, and just have a good time, you know. So I knew that I wanted to do that, and also too, I wanted to do podcasts that were around an hour long. That was another big thing of mine. I wanted it to be about an hour long, and I wanted to be able to record it face to face, because I knew that I didn't like podcasts that were super long. I mean, over an hour is great, but a lot of times having like a 2-hour podcast, I couldn't really do that. I knew I wanted it to be weekly, because man, getting a new podcast, especially on a show that you really like, on those days, being able to count on, you know, hey, every Tuesday, this podcast that I love is coming out, or every Thursday or Friday, being able to rely on it, man, that's a great feeling. So I knew that I wanted to do that also. I wanted my podcast to come out. I picked Tuesday just because, I don't know, I felt like Tuesday's, not a lot's going on Tuesday. Monday, sometimes you're a little too busy at work to listen to a podcast. Tuesday, you know, it's good to go. And then if you don't catch on Tuesday, you know, you can get it on the weekend, whatever, however you want to do it. So anyway, I decided on that. And and that's just kind of all the research that I had acquired while I wasn't recording. I was listening with intent, you know, researching, just as, you know, as a drummer, I listened to the great drummers, and you know, and as just a guitarist, listening to guitarists, a painter would look at the art from, you know, painters. You got to do your research, see what works, see what doesn't work, find out why it does or it doesn't, and then be able to utilize that to your own craft, you know. So using that, at that point, that puts me up to probably about October, you know, at doing all that research. And I would say it was the very first week of October, that it all changed. I was like, I have to do this. And that's because I saw a Facebook status from a friend of mine named Brian Puckett. And Brian stated, you know, hey, we've got the Little Heart Records anniversary show coming up. And Little Heart Records is a label, and I'm sure most of you out there, especially if you're local, you know about Little Heart Records. But, oh, man, they did everything for our career. They put a lot of careers on the map. You know, a lot of people got started out there off Little Heart. Most recently, like Knocked Loose, you know, they dudes helped Knocked Loose and Grey Haven and Fox Bat, who you've heard on the show. And I mean, Brian Puckett did everything he could for any band. And basically he stated that, you know, that the Little Heart Records anniversary show was coming up. And that he wanted to kind of hit the podcast circuit or find some press outlets and releases that he could promote on. And when I saw that, I was like, you know, man, Brian has this label and we have this history together. And, you know, I definitely want to have Brian on my show. He would be a great interview. So I had kind of made a list of people that I wanted to interview. And I still have that list. I keep that list and I add to it and I cross some, you know, when I get that interview, I cross it off and, you know, you just trying to keep track of my goals here. But at the very top of that list, I put Brian Puckett. He's the first name on the list. And the reason why is, you know, I was like, this guy has done podcasts before, had done interviews before, but he's just helped in all these bands and we have this history and yeah, like this is why I need to start it. This is exactly where I need to start. A great first interview. Okay. Because me trying to interview myself just wasn't working out. So I reached out to him and, I was like, you know, I have this gear. I want to start a podcast. That's been my dream. That's what I've been, you know, getting drunk and talking to people about for the past few months. And I bought this gear and it's just sitting and I'm going to start a podcast. And I told Brian, you know, I want you to be the very first guest on the show. And he's like, oh man, that's a great idea. I'd love to do it. You know, we can talk about the Little Hearts stuff that's coming up. We can talk about our, you know, history, getting started on Little Heart and all that good sort of thing. And, you know, I was like, yeah, I love it. And we just made plans to talk again later on in the week to get something scheduled. And that was on a Tuesday. And I get a phone call that Sunday, but it wasn't from Brian. It was from Kevin. And Kevin said that Brian has passed away. And he had passed away due to some complications. I mean, he had a lot of medical issues going on and has had medical issues as far as I know since he was born. He was born with a little heart. That's where the record label's name came from. But anyway, he passed away. He's in his mid-30s and people say that they didn't expect him. A lot of doctors, professionals stated that they didn't expect him originally to even live that long. So I would say that Brian lived a very fulfilled life. At least he fulfilled the lives of everybody around him. Everybody that knew him, I mean, he enriched their lives and he would do anything for anybody. And I mean, even if it was just like, hey, you want to go out to eat at Texas Roadhouse and talk about video games, you know, he was just an awesome dude. But I knew right then and there, I mean, I couldn't not pursue the podcast. I could not do it. The next day is not promised for anybody. I mean, that might be corny or cliche, but dude, it will open your eyes when you lose someone that's close to you. It will open your eyes that if you have a goal, if you have a dream, you might as well do it and just do it now because tomorrow's not guaranteed. Next week's not guaranteed for anybody. So, yeah. And that's God's honest truth. That was a true story. And that's what got me motivated. That's what finally motivated me to do the podcast. So, I played our last show at the Little Heart Records anniversary show. And the next day, you know, that was it for me. I basically packed my drums up in their cases and I became a podcaster. And not to say that I won't ever play drums again, but I'm focused very heavily on this goal of podcasting, obviously. But then, yeah, just the next day, a couple days later, whatever the case may be, I recorded the very first episode, episode one, with Clay Nevels of Foxbat. Went over to his house and laid down the interview. And once I had it recorded, I didn't know what to do with it then. You know, to be honest with you, I didn't know where to go from there. So it kind of sat unedited. But I showed some people it, and I was looking for some feedback to make sure that what I was doing was right, that it sounded good, that it sounded professional, that it could be something. And so, had some close friends listen to it, had some family listen to it. And when they said, man, you know, that was really enjoyable, that sounded really professional, you should, you know, they kind of gave me the thumbs up or gave me the green light. As I guess that's Flo Rida. I don't know. It was on wrestling. That's the only reason why I know. Anyway, so once they gave me the green light, I was ready to go. Damn, that's the next lyric. But I knew that, yeah, then, you know, once I kind of got their blessing or kind of got their approval that, you know, I had something. So episode one came about, and then I did episode two with Joe, and then it just continued from there. Johnny, I got K-Day. Yeah. So that's kind of the origin, the history, the backstory. And that was kind of like my year in review. So hopefully you guys made it through it. Hopefully you guys are still here. Damn. But yeah. So that brings me to my 31st birthday. And I feel like at this point I should kind of let you guys know, you know, about my goals, for the podcast. I don't think I ever sat down and really mentioned it, before on the show, not in any great detail, but I feel like if you want something, and Zach Pennington said this, you know, if you have an idea, just tell everybody about it. Or if you have a goal, just tell everybody about it. And hopefully people will help you get there. So that's what I'm doing, you know. Doing this podcast, my goal is ultimately I want it to be successful. And of course, there's a million different levels of success and definitions of success and what that is. And success is different things to different people. But ultimately, for me, my first kind of stop in success, or my first kind of tier of success, is I want to be able to garner enough listeners, enough downloads per month, listeners per month or per episode, where I can get sponsors, get a sponsorship. I have a great sponsor in Audiophile Inc. For my screen printing and stuff. Man, they took a chance on me, and I mean, I'm still not anybody, but back whenever I wasn't getting hardly any listens at all, they were like the first people to really believe in me, and Shane's awesome dude. But you know, to garner big sponsorships, you got to average about 5,000-6,000, I would say, at least listens per episode. If you do it weekly, about 20,000 downloads per month, basically. Or listens to your episodes per month. And I'm not, you know, I'm just not there yet. But that goal is my first goal. Okay. So goal number one is I want to be able to attain that 20,000 listens per month. I know that that's obtainable because I've got you guys. I mean, you're listening right now. I mean, you've already listened to, you know, 30 plus minutes of me talk about myself. So like you guys are dedicated. You guys are a great group of people. So I know that through you guys, we can kind of grassroots this thing. You know, if we can word of mouth, tell people about the show. If you do like it, you know, you can always share the links or subscribe. I got a YouTube channel now. I don't know how many people honestly listen to podcasts on YouTube, but hey, it's out there. It's another platform. You can subscribe on YouTube, thumbs up, thumbs down, comment, whatever. That's great. Put some traction there. You can support by, you know, telling a friend or sharing the Facebook page. Really the biggest way to support and to kind of help me garner and gain some visibility is by doing a 5-star rating or doing a review on iTunes, preferably both, but you know, whatever you can do. I mean, I'm a person too. I'm a hardworking consumer, and I know a lot of times my time and is valuable. So I'm not going to ask you to sit down and take up too much time. But you know, a 5-star rating, or what I like to call the 5 meow meow beans rating. But yeah, just click the 5 stars. You can write a review. I mean, even if it's just like, hey, great show. I mean, that works for me. But the reason why that's so important in a nutshell is your sponsorships, your advertisers and things like that, they're looking for shows that have a lot of listeners. With these reviews and with these ratings, it makes your visibility bigger on iTunes. Kind of what I mean by that is, like, you know, if you want to get to, like, say, the front page or the featured podcast on iTunes, you got to have the feedback, the rates, the reviews. You know, somebody that might have 1,000 5-star reviews, they're going to be on the front page, where someone that doesn't have any might be filed away on page 300. I don't, you know, I'm not necessarily sure how iTunes does it per se, but that is basically it. The ratings, the reviews, they garner the attention. They garner the featured podcasts and stuff like that, which will of course gain more listeners or more visibility anyway. And with that, sponsors. And with sponsors, you make a little money doing what you love to do. Which brings me to goal number two. And goal number two is to have a sustainable income based only on podcasting. This kind of tier system, this goal system, is basically the same thing that I had with the band. And I feel like it's a lot more obtainable. The thing is with the podcast, it's, unless you're huge, it's very hard to kind of just take it on the road at this point. But, you know, that's a goal of mine, to be out there, to be able to treat it just like a show. You know, I want to be able to go out and visit and do my podcast wherever, whenever, with whatever guests, and, you know, sell merchandise and sell tickets and all that good sort of thing. But really just goal number two is to have sustainable income, something where I could pay, even if it's just a bill, you know, even if I can guaranteed pay my, you know, electric bill every month. I would like to move it up to all my bills, including my rent and things like that. But of course you got to crawl before you can walk. But that's my goal also. From there, having a sustainable income to do podcasting full time, my goal is to have 5 shows a week, 5 separate shows per week. You know, Sean versus Wild being only one episode on the Sean versus Wild brand, or whatever I would like to name the brand from there. But, you know, Sean versus Wild being one show, me discussing a totally different topic with maybe a different co-host or a different format. But having that, you know, 5 days a week, being able to have 5 uniquely different programs, probably all with at least me on it. I don't know. Maybe I'll look into having a network or putting some other shows on my roster that don't include me. Maybe you guys would get tired of me. So maybe one day a week or a couple days a week, you can have one without me. But I mean, that's kind of the vision. That's the goal, to have 5 unique podcasts per week, 5 separate shows basically per week. And have each one of those be a weekly show. So each Monday you get, you know, this theme. Each Tuesday you'll get Sean versus Wild, Wednesday, et cetera, et cetera. You get it. You know, whatever. It's just like TV, you know, Home Improvement's on every Wednesday, Fresh Prince on every Thursday, whatever. I guess if it was like 1994. But yeah, or it's TBS. Damn, TBS is always hitting up that reruns of Home Improvement and Fresh Prince. Anyway, so yeah, that's going to be, I mean, that's the goal. And then from there, I got my wildly important goal, my wig. We use that term a lot at work. It's from a book on goal setting, and I don't know the name of the book, nor do I know the name of the author. So if you do know about WIG, wildly important goal, just let me know in the comments section. or email me or whatever. Just get in touch with me. Let me know. Tweet me, bro. But anyway, my wildly important goal is just to, I want to be a name in podcasting. It doesn't have to be the biggest name, but you know, just as someone that listens to podcasts, when they hear Joe Rogan, they know Joe Rogan has a quality podcast, a successful podcast, a podcast with a lot of followers. Mark Maron, the exact same way, you know, Adam Carolla, whatever, Chris Jericho, whoever, you know, when you hear those names, like they're pretty established in the podcast world. And that's kind of what I want to do. I mean, I don't have to be the biggest name, but I'd like to be a name, a contender, you know. Hell, I don't have to be on the Mount Rushmore podcast. I can be, you know, just put me in the Encyclopedia podcast. How about that? But yeah, that's ultimately the goal. And to just take this thing and build a brand and hopefully be able to be successful at it and be able to help my friends that helped me along the way, you know, my family that's helped me along the way, be able to give back to all of them and all you guys, you know? So yeah, those are all my big goals, I guess, going forward. I know it's not all going to be done in a year or, you know, it's going to take many years. And I try not to be impatient. I know it's a slow process. It's a slow burn, but you know, I'm always looking for a way to try to gain more attention, gain more, I don't know, just some more traction, for the show. So if you guys have any good ideas or whatever, you know, like I said, hit me up at any time. That's another thing. It's a small goal, but that's something that I would like to, that I feel like I can definitely accomplish, you know, within the next few months. I'd like to get more feedback from you guys, you know, even if it's just a tweet that says hello, or if you have a question or you have a comment or you have a guest that you want to see on the show or you're a guest and you want to be on the show. Yeah, I just, that kind of interaction, you know, I've got Twitter, I've got Facebook. You can Facebook message me, on Sean versus Wild. If you're my, you know, friend, you can always personally message me. And we can just make that work, you know? Yeah. So I appreciate all that you guys do, for me, and, just love to hear from you guys, you know, honestly. And yeah, moving forward, that's all it is. But you know, just like anything, it's a dream. It takes time. It takes money, dedication, from me. And, you know, hopefully I'm just hoping that it'll all come together, man. You know, it's nice when life works out that way. But I'm going to keep it going. I got a lot of cool things coming up, too, just in the near future that, you know, I want to talk to you guys about. Of course, I've got shirts and koozies and stuff like that. On a side note, if you want to support the show, you can always purchase one. That's really monetarily my favorite thing. I don't like to just ask for money for no reason, but, I can hook you up with a shirt and a koozie. I mean, it's pretty cheap. I mean, my shirts are $10. If you live out of state, you know, throw some shipping on that bitch and I'll get it out to you. So speaking of that, Mark the Shark, hope you enjoy your shirts out there in Moonwalker Land. But anyway, yeah, so I got those shirts currently. I have new shirts that are actually going to be on their way out to you as well. Be on the lookout for those here probably within the next month or so. So I've got some new shirts and new merch and stuff that I have plans for. And then also here in the next couple weeks, some production starts on a new show, an additional show. Now, I don't necessarily know if it's going to be a part of this Sean versus Wild network or brand, but it will definitely showcase me as one of the hosts. I'd love to have it under the umbrella of Sean versus Wild, but we'll see how it goes. I can't really discuss too much about it at this point. And I don't know what will even become of it. You know, hopefully it's going to be something great, but here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be starting recording for a separate show, a second show for me anyway. And I think, especially if you are a wrestling fan, a professional wrestling fan, you're really going to enjoy it. So yeah, be on the lookout for that too. And you know, really I'm just going to wrap it up from here. No reason for me to keep on babbling on or whatever. Really, I just wanted to close by saying that, you know, I thank you guys for taking a chance and listening, to my show and, really, I just wanted to kind of say about podcasts in general and why I love them so much and why I think we all kind of like them so much. I don't want to make assumptions, but I just want to say I get a lot of pleasure out of doing them. I get a lot of joy out of doing them, but I love listening to them. I love listening to them wherever I am. Like if I'm at work, put it, you know, have one headphone in while I'm working, or if I'm at the gym, which I'm not at the gym as regularly as I should be. That's another goal for the next year. Get in better shape, dude. You're not playing drums anymore, so you're just getting fatter. Got to take care of that. But yeah, you know, when you're at the gym, you can throw on a podcast. You're cutting the grass out here in the summer or something like that. Just put on a podcast. And the best part about it to me is, especially I think what drew me to it is kind of the same thing that drew me to like certain music, you know. You feel like an outcast sometimes, maybe, not to get too real with you, but I've definitely felt like an outcast at some time, or felt rejected as a kid, or felt rejected from a girl, or felt, you know, like I wasn't good enough, or, you know, all that sort of thing, or that I was weird, or that I was just different from other people. And, you know, kind of one of the things that I like about the podcast is like, there's a podcast for everything that you're into. So if you're into, you know, anime, or you're into books, or you're into certain movies, or you're into certain video games, or you have this political bias, or you have these social you're socially conscious of these issues or that, there is a podcast out there for you. And when you realize that, like, you're just not alone, you know, you're not the only one that's ever thought about things that way, or you're not the only one that loves certain things, man, that's where the magic really is. For me, you know, like, hey, I love to read Dune. Dune's one of my favorite books. Well, I can go and there's several podcasts out there talking about just the Dune saga, the Dune series. I love that. You know, just like as you were a fan of anything, you know, I'm sure if it's like, man, I really love, you know, bad movies. There's a bad movie podcast that I love. How Did This Get Made? So that's what I love about it is like, you're not alone and you're not like different. Per se, you know, or in a bad way. There are like-minded people out there, and there's a podcast out there for just about anybody. And if there's not one, my advice, I guess lesson, what, four of this? My advice is just start one. If there's not one out there, then you got the market on lock. So go out there and start one. Anybody can do it. And for an investment of about $250, I was able to do it. You can do it for a lot less. You just got to get out there and do it. Again, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So hopefully, maybe this will influence some people to go out there and start their own. And if you don't start your own podcast, just go ahead and start living your dream, at least, whatever that dream may be. And then once you start living it and you're out there doing it, just give me a call and I'll put you on the Sean versus Wild podcast. All right, guys, that's going to be it for me. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. Thanks for allowing me to get wild.